In honor of Constitution and Citizenship Day tomorrow, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services made a big push to hold hundreds of naturalization ceremonies around the country. It's an appealing offer for many immigrants who are eager to vote in the presidential election. WMYC's Janet Babin attended one on Ellis Island.
Albania, Antigua Barbados, Argentina.
A master of ceremonies reads off all the places that 298 New Yorkers used to call home.
Bulgaria.
But in a ceremony that's kind of like a marriage, those people gave up their affiliations. They've pledged themselves as U.S. citizens now.
That I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince.
Mensa Kadua hails from Ghana, but he's lived in the Bronx driving a taxi for the past 20 years. He says it was politics that finally moved him to become a U.S. citizen.
I want to vote in this upcoming election.
Who are you going to vote for?
Hillary.
And tell me why.
I've seen that all her life, I think she's devoted her life to the average person.
Just about all the new citizens I spoke with on Ellis Island say they'll be voting for Hillary Clinton. Except for one, a biotech employee from India, who says she's undecided. That's not the case for 27-year-old Joseph Talbot of Egypt. He's been living in Midtown for the past 4 years.
After I finish my naturalization, I'm going to go register so I can be able to vote in November. I was hoping every day that I would get it before the elections.
Talbot says he spent a lot of time as a kid in Dubai, experiencing pressure to conform to strict religious rules.
When I moved here, I just felt like a sigh of relief that I'm not being judged. People judge me based on what I'm doing, based on what I believe in.
Talbot earned a medical degree in Egypt, but to practice here, he's been back in school at Columbia. The upcoming presidential election was also a motivator for Johnny Jimenez. This is a big year for the 18-year-old from the Dominican Republic. He's becoming a U.S. citizen, will be able to vote in his first election, and he's also signed up for the Army.
I have family in the Army, but I also want to serve the country. I love this country. All the freedom that you have, like in my home country, there's like not enough freedom. Like if you vote, you have to vote for a certain person. And here you can vote for wherever you want to.
After the ceremony, the marriage starts to feel real. All the new citizens had to hand in their papers from their former countries and got their new certificates from the U.S. government.
Is this how you spell your name?
Yes.
Before you leave, just make sure everything's good again.
Yes.
And then when you get home, you can sign your name, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you very much.
But missing from the handouts, voter registration forms. The new citizens will have to find their way to their local Board of Elections office and register before the October 14th deadline if they want to vote in November. For WMYC, I'm Janet Babin.